This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
1 month from today, a tractor show will be in full swing at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville. The 2017 Land of Lincoln Expo was organized by Bill Miller and his counterparts of the Macoupin Agricultural Antique Association and will take place the third weekend in June. Today, we'll visit with Bill and find out what's happening at the show next month.
Land of Lincoln Expo, I had the idea of maybe starting a show in Illinois after John Deere Expo shut down. It'll be 2 years ago this July. Some friends of mine in Ohio started up a new show. When I got their flyer, I decided to start pursuing this. That would have been Halloween a year and a half ago. So I started looking for a place to have it. And a year ago, March, went to Iowa's Gathering of the Green and started handing out flyers for the show. So it's been in the works about a year and a half.
Well, that's great. And this is involved with the Macoupin County Agricultural Antique Association.
Yes, they we're a small club and probably noted we tie in with the Historical Society for the Strawberry Festival and Fall Festival at the grounds in Carlinville. And that show will be in 2 weeks for the Strawberry Festival this year.
All right, so there's definitely a lot on the agenda for this spring and as we get into the start of summer. So tell us what's going to be on the agenda for the tractor show, Land of Lincoln Expo. What can people expect to see, dates and times, and all that good stuff?
Well, the show itself is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 16th, 17th, and 18th of June. Set up and move-in will be on Thursday. We'd like to get everybody in that we can on Thursday. I've been asked, what are we expecting? I would be happy with 300. I keep hearing a lot of stories. We may get between 400 and 500 tractors there.
Do you expect these to be coming from all across the U.S., or what are your thoughts?
Right now, I currently have people from 13 states coming. This is an all-brand, all-color show, but my connection is mostly with the John Deere people. So we will have a lot of John Deere's on premise, but we've also got people coming from quite a ways away, bringing various loads, whether it be Massey, Minnie, Oliver, and the guys from Springfield area with their muscle tractors, they will be coming down with 14 of them this year. So they have added from the past years of having 7 or 5 to 14. So they will be there.
And I'm assuming we're going to see, you said, all the different brands. So there's probably going to be some antiques and different sizes as far as horsepower goes. Basically, it sounds like if you have any interest in tractors at all, this would be a show for you to go to.
Yes. They came up with the theme for the show of being a century of power. And what we've tried to do is get the oldest thing we can find in Alice Chalmers, Oliver, John Deere, and International. And we're going every 10 years up to the time they went out of business in Oliver and AC's case to a brand new one being there with John Deere and International. So we will have the prototype of the first John Deere ever built from 1917 here. It is, I don't know why, but it's called the bathtub. And Dan Thomas from Ohio will have it on display. So that will be our oldest John Deere. And Almonds will be displaying the oldest Oliver. So we've got a lot of the Century of Power stuff coming from local people.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a great show, jam-packed with tractors, and we definitely hope that lots of people come out. I know that tractor shows, obviously, these are going to be on display for people to walk around and look at them, but I think you have some other activities planned as well.
Yes, Keith Lattage lives up in the Verdon area, and it discussed for a few years about having a tractor drive. So I went to Keith, and he and Lynn Hoyer have set up a tractor drive. They're going to leave about 8:30 or 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and it's being promoted as a Route 66 tour. And they're going to take as much as old Route 66 as they can. They're going to be going up to Girard on the square. And that will be their turnaround point and come back through Standard City and work their way back to the fairgrounds around noon. So that will be going on. We will have some seminars going on Friday and Saturday on various subjects. And we will have dyno testing for anybody who wants to bring their old tractor out and see how much horsepower it's got. We will be offering that.
So this sounds like not only can you have a tractor on display, but if you'd like to bring one, as you said, for the dyno testing or to drive in the tractor drive, that is open for anyone that's interested?
Anybody that wants to come to the tractor drive or any of this is welcome. For the tractor drive, we are required a licensed driver. We do want at least a 16 years old. And there will be no riders unless there is a buddy seat. And that pretty well covers the main rules of the tractor drive, and we just hope that everybody comes to any or all of the 3 days and enjoys the show.
Well, sounds great, Bill. Any special information you'd like to give if someone would be interested in having their tractor put on display at the show?
My number is 217-502-4504, and this show is being held in conjunction with the annual rib cook-off, which is put on by Stars Primal Meats. And as of a couple weeks ago, this has become I'm not real familiar with the term, but I guess a sanctioned cook-off through the Kansas City Rib Wing. It is a certified rib cook-off now. And that will be going on all day Saturday. And then Saturday night, they will have a band there. And during the day, they will have craft beer, and there will be a beer tent open all day Saturday and Saturday night.
Well, something for everybody. Not only do you get to see all the tractors on display, but you get to relax and have some fun, too.
Yes. And I think people says, well, I've seen tractors. I think if you come out, you're going to see stuff that has not been seen before. We will have stuff here that there was one of three made, one of five or six made. I currently have 11 different colors, if they all get here, of John Deere tractors coming. And people say, I didn't know they made anything but green ones. We will have brown ones. We will have red ones. We'll have high-resolution power truck green ones. So there is going to be stuff here that people have not seen before.
Well, sounds great. Bill, if you could just remind us again location for the show, dates, and maybe that contact information one more time for those that would be interested in having a tractor at the show.
Yeah, the show will be at the McGuffin County Fairgrounds, a mile north of Carlinville on Route 4. The show itself is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. We'll set up on Thursday, the 15th. Also, each day of the show, there will be a parade of power where people can bring their tractors, drive through, and they'll be introduced, and people can look at them as they come through. My number, again, is 217-502-4504. And if you need information, we're still looking for vendors. And if anybody wants to participate in a tractor drive, contact me and I'll get you to the appropriate people.
Bill Miller of the Macoupin Agricultural Antique Association. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.